यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय श्री कृष्णा चे कन्या प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरा भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Prabhupada, 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 Jayo Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा मई जमुना मई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारी। प्लीज फोल्ड योर हैंड्स, रिपीट आफ्टर मी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमोदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिके। थैंक यू वेरी मच। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 20 द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 टू 23। We'll chant the verse 23 together, so I'll just read 18 to 22. Please hear. Okay, undo it. Yeah. Loose it. Yeah, push it. Push this back. Now, tighten. That's good. तथा कृतो दात बहि क्रौंच द्वीपो द्विगुणा स्वमानेन क्षीरोदेन परित उपक्लृप्तो मृतो यथा कुश द्वीपो घृतो देन यस्मिन् क्रौंचो नाम पर्वत राजो द्वीप नाम निर्वर्तक आस्ते। Translation: Outside the ocean of clarified butter is another island known as Krauncha Dvipa, which has a width of 1,600,000 yojanas, 12,800,000 miles, twice the width of the ocean of clarified butter. As Kusha Dweep is surrounded by an ocean of clarified butter, Krauncha Dweep is surrounded by an ocean of milk as broad as the island itself. On Krauncha Dweep, there is a great mountain known as Krauncha, from which the island takes its name. Yo sau guha praharanon matita nitamba kunjo api chiro dena sichyamano bhagavata varune nabhi gupto vibhayo babhuva. Although the vegetables living on the slopes of Mount Krauncha were attacked and devastated by the weapons of Kartikeya, the mountain has become fearless because it is always bathed on all sides by the ocean of milk and protected by Varunadev. Tasame napi praivar prayavrato grita prishto namadipati se Dipe varashani sapta vibhajya teshu putra namasu sapta riktadan varshapan vinivesya swayam bhagavan bhagavata paramakalyana yashasa atma bhutasya harischaranaravindam upajagama. The ruler of this island was another son of Maharaj Priyavrata. His name was Gritta Prishta, and he was a very learned scholar. He also divided his own island among his seven sons. After dividing the island into seven parts, namely according to the names of his sons, Gritta Prishta Maharaj completely retired from family life and took shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, the soul of all souls, who has all auspicious qualities. Thus he attained perfection. Amo Maduro Megha Prishta Sudama Brajishto Lohitarno Vanaspati Iti Krita Prishta Sutas Tesham Varsha Giraya Sapta Saptai Vanadayas Chabiyakyata Shuklo Vartamano Bhojana Upabharino Nando Nandana Saravat Saravato Bhadra Iti Abhaya Amritauga Aryaka Tirthavati Rupavati Pavitrovati Shukaleti. The sons of Maharaj Gritta Prishta were named Ama Madhuruhua, Mega Prishta, Sudama, Brajishta, Lohitarna, and Vanaspati. In their island, there are seven mountains, which indicate the boundaries of the seven tracts of land. And there are also seven rivers. The mountains are named Shukla, Vardhamana, Pojana, Upabarina, Nanda, Nandana, and Sarvatobhadra. The rivers are named Abhaya, Amritauga, Aryaka, Tirthavati, Rupavati, Pavitravati, and Shukla. 22. Yasam Amba Pavitram Amalam Upayunjan Janaha Purusha Rishabha Dravina Devaka संज्ञा वर्ष पुरुषा आपो मयं दैवं अपां पूर्णेनांजलिना यजन्ते. द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ क्रौंचद्वीप आर डिवाइडेड इनटू फोर कास्ट्स कॉल्ड द पुरुषस, ऋषभस, द्रविणस एंड देवकस. यूजिंग द वाटर्स ऑफ दोज सैंक्टिफाइड रिवर्स, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering a palm full of water at the lotus feet of Varuna, the demigod who has a form of water, purpura. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Apo Maya Asmayam. With joint palms, the inhabitants of the various sections of Krauncha-dweep offer the sanctified waters of the rivers to a deity made of stone or iron. Text number 23. Please repeat. Apa purusha viryastha punanti purbhuvasuva tana punitami vagni स्पृशताम आत्मना भुवा इति. आप पुरुष वीर्यास्त पुनन्ति भूर भुवा सुवः ताना पुनितामी वग्नि स्पृशताम आत्मना भुवा इति. आपः पुरुषा वीर्यास्त नान्ति भूर्भुवः सुवः तानः पुनीतामिव अग्नि स्पृशताम् आत्मना भुवः इति. प्लीज चन्त. आप पुरुष वीर्यस्त पुनन्ति भूर्भुवः सुवः ताना पुनीतामि वग्नि स्पृशतामात्मना भुवः इति. आप पुरुष वीर्यस्त पुनन्ति भूर्भुवः सुवः ताना पुनीतामि वग्नि स्पृशतामात्मना भुवः. आप पुरुष वीर्यस्त पुनन्ति भूर्भुवः सुवः ताना पुनीतामि वग्नि स्पृशताम् आत्मना भुवः इति. मताजि, आप पुरुष वीर्यस्त पूर्भुवः सुवः ताना पुनीतामिव अग्नि स्पृशताम आत्मना भुवाहि इति। आप पुरुष विव्यास्त तान पुनितामी भग्नि शतामात्मना भुवा इति। आप ओ वाटर पुरुष वीर्याः endowed with the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sta, you are punantihi, sanctifying Bhu of the planetary system known as Bhu. Bhuva of the Bhuva planetary system. Suva of the Swa planetary system. Taha, that water. Na, of us. Punita, purify. Amiva Gni, who destroys sin. Sprishata, of those touching. Atmana, by your constitutional position. Bhuva, the bodies. Iti, thus. Jai Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radhasham Sundar Ki Jai. Translation. The inhabitants of Kronchadvip worship with this mantra. O water of the rivers, you have obtained energy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore you purify the three planetary systems known as Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka and Swarloka. By your constitutional nature, you take away sins, and that is why we are touching you. Kindly continue to purify us. Please repeat. O waters of the rivers, you have obtained energy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you purify the three planetary systems known as Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, and Swarloka. By your constitutional nature, you take away sins, and that is why we are touching you. Kindly continue to purify us. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text 4, Bhumir apo nala vayu kam mano buddhir evacha ahankara iti amme Pina prakriti ashtada, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. The energy of the Lord acts throughout the creation, just as heat and light, the energies of the sun, act within the universe and make everything work. The specific rivers mentioned in the Shastras are also energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And people who regularly bathe in them are purified. It can actually be seen that many people are cured of diseases simply by bathing in the Ganges. Similarly, the inhabitants of Kronchadvip purify themselves by bathing in the rivers there. Amagyana tinirandasya jnananjana shalakaya चक्षुरन मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। दिस चैप्टर स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स we are being given a lot of particulars of the structure in terms of oceans, land, the size of the oceans, the size of the land, what kind of ocean, and mountains and rivers, and who is ruling these pieces of land. This is the part where everyone, especially if their background is very deeply steeped in secular education, this is where it challenges that person's belief in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it does not seem to tally with what he already believes. He looks out into the space in the night and he sees a vast expanse of space with some tiny, tiny shining light within that darkness. So he wonders, where are these millions of miles of land? Where is it? Where is this ocean? Where is an ocean in outer space? So, now the interesting thing is, the person who follows the Srimad Bhagavatam and the person who is depending on his empirical knowledge, knowledge he can acquire by his senses, they're both in the same position. They're both stuck here on earth. They do not have a different situation. It's the same situation. Who is right? There seems to be a difference of opinion. We should first of all consider the secular education first. What is it in essence? They have no more ability to verify their theories than any other person, because they're stuck on earth. They're not able to go with a tape measure and find out anything. It is all while they're sitting here, simply observing. So even by empirical knowledge, there is something called projection. Projection means that whatever is something there, it is how it is perceived by you, by your eyes, by your instruments. Just like there is a tree, but if you have no capacity to see the tree, if you're a little tiny insect, all you see is mostly the shadow of the tree. The shadow of the tree as it falls on you. Sometimes you are in light and sometimes you are in shadow. Your perception of the tree is not three-dimensional because you are a tiny little insect under the shade of the tree. So this process of trying to understand from a perspective above is impossible for a person who is limited to where he is. We are bound only within the sphere of our area. We can move around on this earth planet, and that is all we can do. No more. Now, of course, you will have the objection, we have rockets, we have satellites. We'll come to that. But first, start with this point. You are stuck on earth. And all your perception of this vast universe, the same universe being discussed in the Bhagavatam, is simply from where you are. You're relying on your eyes. You're not relying on any source of information. So you make speculation, you make some guesses how things may be, and then you become confident when you think, oh, this is working out, this is nice. But then sometimes you find there's a mistake. Just like, remember that insect, he has a certain perception of the tree and then he finds something else. Then his perception changes. So this is our situation. You know this example of the elephant? Blind scientist. How many people have heard of this example? Okay, so most of you have not. How many of you have not heard of this example of an elephant and the blind scientist? Oh, now you have heard. Okay. So blind scientists, they cannot see. One is holding the leg, he thinks it's a tree trunk. One is holding the nose, he thinks it's a snake. Like that. Different parts of the elephant, the scientist thinks this is an elephant, it's a tree trunk. The other one says, no, it's a snake. The elephant is one entity, but because you're blind, you only see what you can see. And therefore it is limited. It is mistaken. It is illusory. And the tendency is, even if you don't know, you will tell everybody, I know, and you will cheat. So these four defects are there. So this is the best we can do. Now, let us see if we can shed some light on the way the Bhagavatam is describing the universe. So, this is a structure with different kinds of oceans, different kinds of material in these oceans. Milk ocean, ghee ocean, oceans of these different liquids, and different huge sizes. So I want to take you back. We're in the fifth canto. Go back to the first canto. Go back to the first chapter. Go back to the first verse. First verse. So, instead of distressing you, we'll look at that together. Oh my Lord, Shri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Shri Krishna because he is the absolute truth, and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations. So, first of all, he is the cause of all causes. This is kind of interesting. You're probably thinking, what relevance does this have to the structure of the universe? This verse is describing about a sentient person. You understand the word sentient? A person who is not dead. This is not sentient. But a living being is sentient. It has will, free will. Living. There's dead and there's living. Now, the Bhagavatam is based on the science of the living, not of the dead. And it is not just based on the living, but it is based on the supreme living being. The materialist, he tries to have everything understood in terms of the supreme dead matter, the supreme living force and the supreme dead matter. The supreme dead matter, atoms, protons, neutrons, quarks, string theory, meaning everything is explained by dead matter. The Bhagavatam, everything is explained by living force, consciousness, personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead. You see, are you seeing the distinction here? The perspective of this universe is from the living force. Sometimes people have described the fifth canto, a description of the universe as seen by the demigods. Now, I do not have independent verification of that statement by Prabhupada's words, but I've heard this said, and it may be. But we can say very confidently that the description of the universe is from the point of view of the living force, not from the point of view of dead matter. Very important distinction. The materialist, he looks at this column and he thinks, well, it's a very good column. It has the ability to hold that much weight that it is supporting. It is structurally sound column. You understand? Architecturally, it has got the right kind of iron, cement, and all these things, and all the weight and the forces are coming down and is supporting. Another person says, well, there's a weakness because if there's an earthquake, there is no room for movement. You know, all from a dead matter point of view. Bhagavatam will look at this column in a different way. Who made it? The person. He was more in the mode of ignorance, goodness or passion. What was his objective? What was his motive? Did he think that this column will save him? It asks the questions to do with the living person, not of the dead matter itself. The materialist, he looks everything at dead matter. Oh, this is a good iPhone because it has a good processor, because it has all these features, all dead. The living person looks at, what are you going to use the iPhone for? What is its use? What is the use of this column? Oh, it's for a temple. Very good. A materialist, he will make a skyscraper building, but it is not for a temple. So spiritual vision, material vision, two different ways of looking. The Srimad Bhagavatam has no interest. Kaitavatra dharam, the second verse is that it kicks out cheating religion. It kicks out so-called science, knowledge, which has no spiritual utility, no spiritual purpose. It kicks it out. There is no benefit in knowing something that has no use to you. Here we are learning the structure of the universe in a way that is meaningful. The meaningfulness is this, that every place has a purpose. The earth planet, life on earth has a purpose. The life on Troncha Dweep, which is 1,600,000 yojanas wide, has a purpose. Its ocean of ghee has a purpose. No, actually it's water. Surrounded by an ocean of milk. The land itself surrounds an ocean of butter, ghee. And Troncha Dweep is surrounded by an ocean of milk. So it has a purpose. What is the purpose? The purpose is to worship the Supreme Lord. Now, a question was asked, why, if the purpose of life is to worship Krishna, why is this worship of the demigods going on in these lands? Because the Lord is coming to them in that place, in that form. The devotee learns to appreciate Krishna in the form that he comes, where he is. So the residents of Troncha Dweep, they are worshipping Varun as the representative of Krishna, because he is protecting that land in that way. They hope to become purified by fixing their meditation upon him, understanding he has come. You know, this is an argument that Prabhupada would also give. Why are you looking to see Krishna? Why do you not see him in the sun, in the moon, in the taste of water? Why do you not see him in the form that he is around you? How do you explain these things? This is a Krishna has come in this form. And it is not something based on belief, something unverifiable. This is Krishna. But it is in a form that you can appreciate, because you cannot see spirit soul. You see water, you see the sun, you see the moon. That's all you see. You are a jiva who is grasta, who is totally absorbed in material perception. You have not elevated yourself that you can see anything higher. These living entities, they can see higher than the sun and the moon and the taste of water. So they are experiencing God in that way, in the way that they can see. We also, We have knowledge of Krishna, but our daily moment-to-moment experience is only of our senses. Therefore, the process of devotional service is Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriye Na Bhaved. You cannot have access to Krishna by your indriya. But Sevan Mukhehi Jivado, by seva, by devotional service, you gain the ability to perceive God. Then you gain that ability. But right now, all we see is dead matter. See? That's why everyone, even though it's unproven, they believe the material scientist. Because it's to do with dead matter. But dead matter is not the true structure of the universe. Just like, you are not your nose, your eyes and your ears only. Because when you die, you cannot say, well, he's still there. No, he's not there. Eyes and ears and nose is there. He's not there. This is the difficulty of the materialist. He cannot explain living being. He can explain dead matter. Also that within a certain small area. He cannot explain dead matter in vast distances and vast periods of time. Only small little laboratory work. And even then he makes mistakes. Even then there are many, many mistakes. But if at all he has any knowledge. So it's a very limited form of knowledge. It's the most ignorant form of knowledge. It's ignorance. It is no knowledge. Real knowledge is to be able to understand living being. We cannot appreciate the significance of an alive person. How are we going to appreciate the person, the living force, personality behind this universe? This entire description in the Bhagavatam is to do with the living waters, the rivers, the ocean, the mountains, they're all living. Everything is living. From a spiritual point of view, everything is living. From a materialist point of view, everything is dead. Even we are dead. We think, materialist, the atheist thinks, you're a dead person who is, they call them, there was one description, he called them moist robots. You're a moist robot. There is some water in these robots. We are robots. So they do not have any shame. Because dead matter does not display all these living things. But they're very insistent to explain it. So they come up with these newer and newer descriptions. This is called deceiving ourselves. Pashyati na pashyati. In front of our eyes we are seeing evidence of living being. But we try to justify it in terms of dead matter. This is the difficulty. And this is the difficulty with which we are conditioned when we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. We find it challenging. Because we're still believing in our previous education of dead matter. We do not know anything about the life force. So the Srimad Bhagavatam's description of the universe has nothing to do with dead molecules. It has everything to do with the living, conscious, living entity and the living, conscious, supreme living entity. And all the living entities who are charged with being representatives of the Supreme Living Entity, the demigods, the devatas. So thank you very much for your patience. Are there any questions or comments? So I just, before finishing, read the translation one more time. The inhabitants of Kaujadvip worship with this mantra. O water of the rivers, you have obtained energy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore you purify the three planetary systems known as Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka and Swarloka. By your constitutional nature, you take away sins. And that is why we are touching you. Kindly continue to purify us. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
अरे यार लगता है